Have you ever wondered why your neighbor's repair bill from termites was $15,000 while another homeowner spent just a few hundred on prevention? That gap right there tells the whole story about timing.
Yeah, exactly. Termites cause significant structural damage to homes across North Carolina. And North Carolina ranks among the top states for termite activity. Durham County's warm climate and clay-heavy soil create ideal conditions for subterranean termites to thrive.
That's a pretty sobering fact. So we're talking about the eastern subterranean termite as the primary threat here?
Right. These termites live in underground colonies that can contain hundreds of thousands of workers. A mature colony can consume about 1 foot of 2x4 lumber per year. And here's the kicker. Most homeowners don't discover the damage until it's already cost thousands in repairs.
Ouch. So the damage is happening silently, behind the scenes.
Exactly. Subterranean termites can silently damage wood from the inside out before any visible signs appear. Durham's humid subtropical climate with mild winters allows termite colonies to remain active nearly year-round, so there's really no off-season for termite damage here.
Let's talk about spring, though. We're heading into what people call termite swarm season. What's happening during those months?
Termite swarm season in Durham typically runs from March through May. Swarming activity is usually triggered by consistent temperatures around 70 degrees or higher, high humidity above 80%, and warm, sunny days following rainfall. The appearance of swarmers, those winged termites, indicates a large established colony has been quietly feeding on wood in or around the property, potentially for years.
So if you see swarmers, that's not the beginning of the problem. That's a red flag that the colony's already been there.
Exactly. And here's a stat that might surprise you. A North Carolina State University study on 20 residential properties in central NC identified 188 distinct termite colonies, averaging approximately 25 colonies per acre.
Wow. That's a lot more activity than most people would guess. I mean, 25 colonies per acre? That's basically a termite neighborhood under your neighborhood.
Huh, yeah, that's one way to put it. And to everyone listening, if you're in older neighborhoods like Trinity Park or Duke Forest, you may have existing damage or outdated termite protection. Newer developments in areas like South Point and Research Triangle Park are also vulnerable, as construction can disturb existing termite colonies.
That point about colonies already being established sets up our next piece, what homeowners can actually do to protect themselves. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Spring termite swarm season is here, and early inspection is your best defense. Scott's Turf and Pest Services offers free termite inspections throughout Durham and the Triangle. With over 27 years of experience, professional-grade treatments like Termidor, and a 5-star rating across hundreds of reviews, they help homeowners catch termite activity before it becomes costly structural damage. Learn more at scottsturfandpestservices.com.
Picking up on those established colonies, what should homeowners be looking for as signs of termite activity?
Great question. Key signs include mud tubes on foundations, those pencil-width tubes running from the soil up your foundation wall. You might also notice swarmer termites near windows between March and May, discarded wings on windowsills, hollow-sounding wood when you tap it, or paint that bubbles or peels for no apparent reason.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Crawl spaces and wood frame construction, common in many Durham homes, can allow termite damage to develop below floors and behind walls without early warning signs. And termite activity often occurs in areas with moisture issues, which can also contribute to other problems in the home.
So it becomes a cascading problem. Now let's get practical. What can homeowners do right now to reduce termite risks?
Three main things: reduce moisture around your foundation, avoid wood-to-ground contact, and ensure proper ventilation in crawl spaces. Keep mulch and firewood away from the foundation. Clay-heavy soils and regular rainfall in Durham help retain moisture around foundations, which support subterranean termite activity, so managing that moisture is key.
Makes sense. And I've got to ask, what about the cost side of this? Because I think a lot of people assume inspections or treatments are going to be expensive.
Preventative termite inspections are typically a minimal expense. Compare that to repair costs, which can range from $3,000 to over $15,000. Early detection and prevention through routine inspections can dramatically reduce the financial burden compared to addressing advanced infestations. Or to put it another way, catching termites early saves you thousands versus waiting until the damage is done.
That's a significant difference.
Yeah, and most homeowners' insurance policies don't cover termite damage, considering it preventable with proper maintenance. So the financial responsibility falls entirely on the homeowner. I actually had a client a few years back who discovered termites during a kitchen renovation. By that point, the repair bill was over $9,000, and she had no idea the colony had been there for years.
That's unfortunately a common story, I'd imagine.
It is. Early detection and prevention through routine annual inspections are key to minimizing damage and saving thousands in repair costs. Termite damage costs U.S. homeowners over $5 billion annually, with North Carolina contributing significantly to this figure.
So we've established that prevention beats repair every time. If someone's listening right now and thinking, I should probably get an inspection, what's the best time to do it?
Now, spring is ideal because it's right before or during swarm season, so you can catch activity early. But honestly, termites are active year-round in North Carolina due to the humid climate, posing a continuous risk to properties. Don't wait for visible damage. By the time you see it, termites have already been working for months or years.
That's solid advice. And for anyone in Durham or the Triangle who wants to stay ahead of termite season, early inspection really is the smartest move you can make. Thanks for breaking all this down today.
My pleasure. Protect your home before the swarm starts.